Strings with Mike Damon. Hello and welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first and only LGBTIQ podcast. Here we talk about the different things affecting the LGBT community with Nigeria mostly in focus. I'm sorry, I have taken this long to record a podcast. I have been pretty busy with all sort of things, but I'm here now, so apologies. On this week's episode, we're going to be discussing the subject, 6 Reasons Why You Should Love Yourself as a Feminine Gay Man. I have come to understand that effeminate gay men are usually scorned, abused, rejected, and made to feel less human just because some people think that they bring shame or too much attention or bring on a bad name to the LGBT community. This kind of beliefs and behavior has caused a lot of damaging psychological issues for effeminate gay men and has further lowered their self-esteem. But to continue with this very interesting subject here on No Strings, we'll take a quick time out to hear from one of our supporters and then I'll be back, so stay on.
You're listening to No Strings.
No Strings is proudly supported by KSA
Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Join us on there every Wednesday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Visit ksaradio.co.za.
Hey, welcome back to No Strings. We are still on 6 Reasons Why You Should Love Yourself as a Feminine Gay Man. Here we go. 1. Recognize that your femininity is powerful. I believe that people can be envious of feminine gay men because they stand strong, loud and proud in a world that has historically and continues, to try to silence people with unique sexual orientation. People see this shamelessness and bravery in effeminate gay men, and instead of learning from this power, they attempt to suck it in ill-conceived theories about what our gender expression says about our morality, worth and humanity. Regardless of what they say, remember that you are a three-dimensional human being with a heart, brain and soul like theirs. It's more than just envy and jealousy. However, anti-femme sentiments and misogyny play are the dominant precursors of anti-feminine gay male behaviors. As you probably know, society doesn't respect women. Society simultaneously loves the heteronormative value that dictates that femininity is for women. So because society doesn't respect women, it doesn't respect femininity. On the other hand, society respects men and what it assumes as male-related things like masculinity. Society wants men that act like men because men are limited to a usually very toxic performance of masculinity as the default gender expression. They are prevented from exploring a full range of expressions, which is where the known unpacked jealousy of feminine gay men comes from. Now, regardless of what they say, your femininity is liberation and your femininity is powerful. You do what men are told not to and what so many wish they could. Going against the grain and standing out from the crowd is what separates the leaders from the followers. 2. Understand homonormativity and how it works. Homonormativity is an insidious trend which establishes an unyielding hierarchy in the queer community. In the world of cis gay males, this system promotes, empowers and otherwise glorifies, those who are able to mimic heteronormative standards, as in folks, should be masculine, muscular and heterosexual. Essentially, the more stereotypically straight you appear, the better you are. This is a social construct. Strict acting gay men are privileged because society wields it to be that way. There's nothing wrong with you if you don't fit into that tiny box. Rather, there's something wrong with this world that attempts to enforce it. Homonormativity tells you that something is wrong with you, and understanding how it works is key to escaping its influence. The function of this sort of social construct is to convince people that there are such things as right and normal. As long as you're on the outside of right and normal, you may feel like you deserve the poor treatment that you get. Understanding that homonormativity does not serve queer people, but rather discriminates and pits them against one another. 3. Connect with other people like you. It is often an immense struggle to find ourselves beautiful in a world that tells us we're everything but. See your femininity as something cute or Charming, meeting other feminine gay men will allow you to become the most fully realized version of yourself. I'll take a quick time out now to continue with 4, 5, and 6. I'll be back.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's my daemon.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices. Be an ally. For a membership and support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
You're listening to No Strings.
Welcome back to No Strings. Okay, we jump quickly right on to number 4. Ignore mainstream media. Gay men in the media are still poorly represented in many ways. Think about this. How many movies or TV shows have you seen in which the campy feminine gay man was the object of the main character's deep love or affection? Flip that question just a bit by removing campy and adding in masculine instead of feminine, and you've got yourself a common storyline of gay male love. Don't internalize the lesser than feeling. Just count yourself among the countless groups in the world that are poorly represented or underrepresented, and find comfort in that. If you're looking for positive queer media, look no further than to go on YouTube. There are wonderful and interesting short movies with effeminate gay characters taking the lead. Now, finally, number 6. Give yourself time. Lots and lots of time. I want to speak to you directly now. I mean you. Yes, you. And tell you that I won't judge you if you don't leave this podcast with a burning passion for feminine gay men hotter than 1,000 songs, because that wasn't the purpose of this podcast. Find beauty in your reflection, beauty in the prominent switch of your hips when you work, and beauty in your high-pitched voice. Learning to love yourself will in turn allow you to love other people. All it takes is for you to open your mind and heart and to be critical of the world around you. It's beyond difficult to step outside of society's standards for sexuality and gender expression, but it's also beyond worth it. You don't have to be a queen like RuPaul or a princess to embrace male femininity. Do you to the fullest, and if people can get with it, they can get lost. Now, we have come to the end of this week's episode, and I am sure you must have enjoyed every bit of it. You can join the conversation by dropping your comments below this podcast on the website, of course, at www.nostringsng.com, or follow us on Twitter by using @nostringsng, or you can like our Facebook page to get all our latest updates by using facebook.com/nostringsng. Remember, you can always listen to us on our partner radio station in South Africa on Gay SA Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. GMT. Visit www.gaysaradio.co.za to listen. Send all your inquiries, topics you would like us to discuss on the podcast, to info@nostringsng.com. Until next week, bye-bye.